As we've been reporting, the Examiner newspaper is reporting this morning that all 15 doctors who oversee the cervical check colposcopy service are considering resigning. The service is aimed at women who need further investigation following a smear test. But the doctors say that they and their staff have been subjected to months of abuse at the 15 clinics around the country. Dr. Noreen Russell is lead colposcopist with the County Kerry Colposcopy Service, and she's in our Cork studio this morning. A very good morning to Dr. Russell, and thank you for coming into us this morning.
Good morning.
Can I ask you, first of all, just to explain the service that you and your colleagues provide?
I suppose the first thing I'd like to say is that I want to reassure women that the cervical check programme, they can have confidence in it and it works. I do want to acknowledge the effect the last 18 months have had on staff, but I also really want to refocus on the future of screening. What our service, what my role in the cervical check screening programme is as a colposcopist. Mm-hmm. Colposcopy is the diagnostic and treatment arm of the cervical check programme. When a woman has an abnormal smear, she's referred to colposcopy, where her cervix is examined by my colleagues and I under a microscope to look for evidence of abnormal cells. The cells are biopsied, and this gives us information to, I suppose, to back up the smear findings, or sometimes not back up the smear findings, because not every single smear that is referred to us will find abnormal cells. But that's our role in the service. We are the diagnostic and treatment arm. If we find abnormal cells, we perform treatments under local anaesthetic, usually, to remove the abnormal cells.
So some women who come to you will have the all clear, others will be advised to go on for further treatment.
Yes, and for the majority of those women who need further treatment, that's performed in the colposcopy clinic under local anaesthetic. That's the situation for 98% of women.
So what then has been the experience of you and your colleagues and your staff since this controversy began in the early part of last year?
The last 18 months have been, first of all, incredibly difficult for women. The women have been absolutely terrified by the reporting, by the news, by the discussions about cervical check. There was a lot of anger, especially at the start, because women believed that they may have cervical cancer and that their doctors didn't tell them. There was a lot of anger when the waiting lists became a problem. When all the extra smears were, out-of-programme smears were performed, that led to long delays waiting for results, and women were ringing almost daily looking for results. And that anger often led to, I think abuse is probably a strong word, but there was a lot of abusive language used against staff, admin, and especially administration staff and nursing staff in clinics around the country. Before April 2018, it's important to note that 98% of women were seen within 8 weeks when they were referred to colposcopy. Mm-hmm. We didn't have a waiting list. It worked really well. Because of the huge increase in referrals, we now have long waiting lists for appointments, and that it's really important not to underestimate how stressful it is for women waiting for an appointment that we are unable to tell them when it will be because of these lists. I'll just give you an example. In my own service in Kerry, we saw 57% more women in 2018 than in 2017. Mm. But this was without extra resources. There wasn't any extra resources available. This was just an incredible, unprecedented increase in work. So you've got a perfect storm. You've got really anxious, worried women ringing regularly, and staff who are really, really under pressure.
You and your colleagues and your staff were encountering this, even though the problems that were identified weren't with your service, they were with the reading of the slides at an earlier stage in the process.
Yes, and that was really challenging for us, because we weren't reading the slides, we were unsure if these were expected false negatives, so if this was within the realms of normal screening programs where not every case would be detected, or if there was actually a problem with the laboratories. And we were the front line. I suppose the patients didn't have an opportunity to speak to the laboratory staff or to speak to cytology staff. They had an opportunity to speak to us. So I understand the anger. I understand the frustration. But we became the recipients of that on the front line, and it's been really, really damaging for staff.
If 15 of your colleagues who operate these clinics are really, you're saying, at the point where they've had enough, could this threaten the continuation of the service?
I think, to be fair, the review, the release of the RCOG review has been helpful. We don't want to, you know, to leave the service. We believe in cervical screening. It works. It leads to a reduction in cervical cancer. That's what we care about. You know, we really want to see this program flourish. We want to see it supported, because we know that screening and HPV vaccination are the best ways that we have to achieve our goal of eradicating cervical cancer in Ireland. But that support, we need that support as medical professionals. We mm-hmm. need to support it, but we also need the support of the media, the politicians, the Department of Health, the HSE, and very importantly, we need the women, the 1.2 million who are eligible for cervical screening, to support the programme, to attend when they receive that information letter about cervical screening. Currently, only 80% attend. Yeah. We need all of the women to attend, and they will only attend if they trust the service.
Have
they
confidence.
Will only and have confidence in it, and that's what our goal is. We don't want to abandon the service, but there have been many discussions during the year amongst colposcopists, both nurse colposcopists and medical colposcopists, querying where is the future for cervical screening. We hope it's bright. We hope that that support is there, but we don't. We need that to be the message from today.
Well, thank you for talking to us this morning. That was Dr. Noreen Russell, the lead colposcopist with the Kerry service.